For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said that his country and Britain will build a global comprehensive strategic partnership in the 21st century. President Xi, who is in London for a state visit to Britain, made the remarks at a joint news conference with British Prime Minister David Cameron after their talks at 10 Downing Street. President Xi says China and Britain are both major countries with significant influence, and now their partnership is standing at a new starting point. He said the two countries should seize the opportunities to promote their ties. During Xi Jinping's visit to Britain, some intergovernmental and business cooperation documents have been signed, including one concerning the Hinkley Point nuclear power station. For his part, David Cameron says the project will provide reliable, affordable energy to nearly 6 million homes and create more than 25,000 jobs in Britain. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said that China's economy will keep operating within a proper range and there will be no hard landing. Xi Jinping made the remarks while addressing the closing ceremony of a China-Britain business summit. President Xi admitted that the Chinese economy is facing downward pressure and structural problems. However, he said China is undergoing a normal period of adjustment. Xi Jinping also stressed that the Belt and Road Initiative will bring huge opportunities for China and many countries along the proposed route. British oil major BP has signed a liquefied natural gas supply deal with China's Huadian. The deal costs £6 billion or $10 billion. Under the agreement, BP will supply nearly 1 million tons of LNG per year over 20 years to Huadian, the largest gas-fired power generator here in China. At the same time, BP has also agreed with China National Petroleum Corporation to cooperate on shale gas exploration and production in the Sichuan Basin. China has started the importation of live cattle from Australia, part of a landmark deal that opens the doors to China's huge beef market for Australian farmers. The first batch of 150 cattle arrived in southwest China's Chongqing early Wednesday morning. Chongqing is one of three cities designated to receive the imported cattle. The Australian beef to be locally butchered will hit the market in Chongqing as early as next month following quarantine. China has imported cattle for breeding purposes as well as milk cows from Australia, but has never imported live cattle for slaughter on a large scale. More than 40 people have died and nearly 80 others have been injured in the Philippines due to Typhoon Kopu. The casualties came from six regions in Luzon, including Metro Manila. At least 1.2 million people have been affected. Several domestic flights have also been canceled. So far, the estimated damage to agriculture and infrastructure has risen to $160 million. WikiLeaks has published a number of emails of United States CIA Director John Brennan. A high school student has claimed to have hacked into the email accounts of Brennan and Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. On Wednesday, WikiLeaks published emails from 2007 to 2008 with subjects including torture and the conundrum of Iran. Brennan was working in the private sector at the time and said he used a private account at the time for intelligence-related work. The FBI and the Secret Service are said to be investigating reports of the hacking but say no classified information had been compromised. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has welcomed the endorsement of the nuclear deal by Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. It's the first time Khamenei has openly reacted to the deal following Iran's highest legislative body, the Guardian Council's, approval of the deal. Kerry said Khamenei's decision proves the historic deal, quote, is for real. However, Khamenei also said in a statement that Iran will adopt reciprocal measures to halt the implementation of the deal if any party breaches the deal under any pretext. China's Sino-Fortune Group has pledged an investment of £100 million or $160 million in the London Paramount Entertainment Resort. The Paramount Resort, worth some £3 billion, includes a theme park, event space, and hotels on the banks of the River Thames in North Kent, southeast England. The resort is expected to receive 15 million visitors per year and create 27,000 jobs. It's due to open in 2021, subject to planning permission from the British government. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.